Just the whole bit, first bit.
No, this is the whole first bit.
Restart the episode, restart.
Nah, this is the start. There's no rewind on this button.
There technically is, but regardless.
Not on my buttons.
Damn it.
Post-editing is the rewind button.
Nah, future Connor, keep this in or you're out of a job.
Damn it.
Not again.
But yeah, welcome back. It is week 5,000 of quarantine.
It is March 156th. It's not. I just made that up.
On this day, September 22nd, at 10:57 a.m.
Oh my god, Connor did it!
In the year 2020.
In the year of our Lord, 2020.
How's that for a shake-up?
Yeah, buddy.
This year, 2020.
Yo, I mean, like... I've been watching a lot of, like, the backlog of Unus Honest, because it's ending next month. Or November, sorry.
Wait, it's not ending in a December?
No, it's ending in, like, the middle of November, because that's when they started.
Damn it! Feels bad, man.
If you don't know what Unus Honest is, if you don't know who Markiplier is, I don't know what corner of the internet you're from, but welcome. Markiplier and Crank Gameplays, or Ethan, do a variety, like, comedy channel that's just fucking everywhere. I mean, like, literally everywhere. I think, like, their first actual Unus Honest episode was them cooking with sex toys.
Yes.
Yes.
And it goes from, like, that to, like, they go to, like, what locations around... I don't remember, but it didn't turn out well because cooking with sex toys is not good cooking implements.
As it turns out.
And then they also, like, gag themselves to, like, eat the food because it was, like... You know, it's mature content for good little boys and girls.
My personal favorite series of theirs is the pee arc.
The pee arc.
So they did an episode where they tested out like a filtration straw.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, like, you know, nearly perfectly dilute most pee liquids. Yeah. And they attempted it on their own urine.
Doesn't surprise me.
Did it work?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Okay, from what I understood, it's a thing of, like, it kind of... Well, I think what happened was that they put it through a Brita filter first, and then put it through the straw.
Yeah, it still tastes kind of pee-y.
Well, I mean, it's a thing of, like, most people don't know what pee tastes like. I mean, for example, I don't know what it tastes like, but, like, you can create, like, a phantom sort of, like, idea of what it tastes like, and it's that, like, apprehension that, like, you know, makes you that much more scared to do it.
Let's see, one of my favorite ones, like, they did pretty early on, was they went to an escape room that was, like, a live escape room. That poor actor. That poor actress was just like, I'm just doing my best here, and Ethan's like, it's okay, I'll be here for you when you die.
Okay.
There's, like, literally them is like, are you apprehensive of the fact that we're all gonna die one day? And she's like, I don't want to die in a cage! And they're like, you know, you can't choose where you're gonna die, though. That's one of my favorites, where they pour wax on themselves with Jacksepticeye pretty early on, and that shit's hilarious.
It comes for us all eventually.
Hmm? It all comes for us eventually. I just hit, like, the middle of March, so, like, quarantine just hit them, and I was like, wow, this is what it felt like, huh?
Yep.
Like, going back in time.
I feel like I'm, like, excavating a time capsule, even though it was 5 months ago.
But they already did a time capsule episode.
I know they did. No, the one I'm waiting for is I just watched them do, like, there's, like, a home sauna episode, and at the end of it, one of their cameramen, Evan, was like, yo, what if you guys use pee for the sauna water? And they both just look at him, like, they just looked at the face of God, and they're like, Evan, what have you done? This is destiny. We have to do a pee sauna episode.
And they did do a pee sauna.
I know, it's like 2 months later, though, and I'm like, please, I just want the pee sauna.
No. And then there was the finale to the pee trilogy.
Oh, God.
Lewis, that happened just recently.
Oh, what is it?
So they did an episode recently where they made soda, as in like they made carbonated beverages.
Oh yeah, I saw that. They made pee soda.
Yeah, they made carbonated beverages out of everything except soda. And then then one of the episodes that they did after that was that they turned their own pee into a carbonated beverage.
Of course.
Of course.
Because of course.
The only logical conclusion. I love that channel. I'm gonna be so sad when it goes away.
But you know what? That's the point, Lewis.
Yeah, I gotta get some merch before it goes away.
I agree.
You'll spend $100 on merchandise.
I mean, the merch looks really nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other episode that really, like, fucking kills me. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it is. Because there's a lot of them. They're really just really fucking funny for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was the fucking one with where they went to go see lizards and shit. Because, like, they have, like, this, like, they're, the dude who, like, owns the place is like, alright, I have a small thing and a big thing. Who wants the small thing? And Ethan's like, Mark can have the small thing. I want the big thing because I guess it's an alligator. I'm guessing you're holding a tarantula. And the guy's like, you're right. So you're going to get the dude with the small thing and Mark gets the big thing. And he's like, damn it. Fuck. It's a tarantula, isn't it? It's like, yeah, Bill says, like, yep, it's a tarantula.
See, I would just freak out. I
would be so far out of there.
I hate spiders.
Freak out. All their on-location shoots are really funny, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Too bad quarantine happened.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed this one-year channel, like, experiment would have had a quarantine in the middle of it?
Tell me about it.
Quarantine arc is really widespread, I'll tell you.
God, it is going on way too long. It's dragging its ass.
It's like,
Dude, all I'm saying is I thought the fourth Shinobi War arc was gonna take forever. Like,
no, the quarantine arc is taking forever.
The quarantine arc literally just needs to go away.
You thought JoJo the Un was going on too long without anything happening?
It's been like 8 years. Nine years, and we still don't know who the villain is.
I'm pretty sure we have a good idea of who the villain is.
Sure.
It's Dio.
Okay, look, we haven't gotten there yet.
The head of Diego Brando somehow survived all of Steel Ball Run in a tube.
Are we surprised?
I wouldn't be, but, like, that's a little, sus.
Are we surprised after what happened in part one? Like,
you're right,
I'm
holding out Diego.
No, it was totally Johnny. Johnny's super sus.
Johnny was not the imposter.
Damn it.
Oh, right, I forgot, like, Among Us is a thing that people are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys been playing Among Us?
Yeah, on and off.
On and off.
It's really funny, because, like, Hope will usually end up killing me somehow. I was like, what the fuck, man? I'm just here trying to figure out how to do the maze puzzle on the phone, because that shit's impossible.
Oh, I fucking hate the maze puzzle.
It's so fucking impossible on the phone. I don't know why.
I've gotten it a few times. I've managed to do it.
I managed to do it, but my vulnerable butt cheeks are just hanging out there for the killer to come up and molest.
Like, no, you see, Lewis. Whenever I get that task, I always save it to last, because by then I'm usually dead.
No. Here's the worst part, though. I'll usually get, like, do the drop key. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's right at the door. Now go do both the specimen things, and also do the weather puzzle. I'm like, all right, fine. I guess I'll just wear this meat necklace for this starving lion to come out and eat me with. Because, like, going in decontamination with another person, you're just like, oh, fuck, my actual, like, heart's been torn out of my chest already. I can feel it.
You go in with two people and you're like, oh, it's torn out even faster.
They're both the imposter.
Yeah.
He's just like, all right, which one of you is going to kill me? And then one of them kills you, and you see they're both imposters. Like, all right, aww, fine. One of them just took the prey faster. Whatever.
Lewis, do you play as the light blue one?
I usually play as the purple one. Or I like to play as the purple one.
The purple one. I'm the dark green one.
I like to play the purple one with the captain hat, and I'll always be like, I'm the captain now.
Or
I'll play with the pompadour, and I will wait for Peter to usually say shit about my hair, and then I'll kill him as an imposter. Even if I'm not an imposter, I'll just lure Peter over to where I think the imposter is.
Lewis, my good friend Mike, not
a Mike not this you're Mike.
Thinking of, not the Mike you're thinking of. My other good friend Mike, he just finished all of the anime for JoJo recently.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done the thing that like most JoJo fans do when they finish the anime for JoJo and just eat, live, and breathe nothing but JoJo memes.
Yeah,
and he sent me an image a little while ago where like it was just an image of like an Among Us character with a pompadour.
Mm-hmm.
and it was just the caption "Ha ha Josuke, ha ha," and then I was like, okay, thanks, Mike. And then later on that night, I watched them play Among Us, and I saw his character was literally the pompadour, and he named himself Josuke.
It's the life cycle of a JoJo fan, honestly.
Yeah. I was like, Mike, I thought you got that off of Shitpost Crusaders. And he's like, no. Nope,
that's no, just
it's
me.
It's an in-game image.
No, that me.
No, that actually me.
Oh my goodness.
We have... So, moving away from Among Us, we have very little talk about Blue Storm because it comes out this week. But,
Or would
come out this week, but it got delayed because of Rona.
Yeah.
In Japan, anyway. English is completely fine, because we already dealt with our fucking Rona nonsense.
I guess.
Between that long expanse between Astral Force and the next stage.
I guess.
I guess. I appreciate it.
I mean, like, in New York, it's, like, not as awful, but, like, you know.
It could be awful.
It's still pretty awful, like everywhere else.
Yeah. Look at you, Florida.
Local Florida, man.
Look, Florida. No, you know what? I was gonna say that, like, I love the people from Florida, but like, Floridians, what the hell are you people doing? Also, Texans. I don't know. I just can't excuse like some of the things I've seen from Florida recently.
Also, Texans.
Oh, Texas.
In Georgia.
I swear some people from Texas still think that we're, like, in the mid-19th century when they wanted to be their own nation for, like, 4 years. It's like, my guy, that's just not how this works.
Yeah, but we have some very, very fast reveals. And most of them in Rubutama.
Fast and dirty.
We got Stealth Dragon Genkaie.
Oh my god, I know that guy.
Grade 2, 9k, double rare. Continuous rear guard. During your turn, if you have a token unit, this and all your tokens get power plus 5.
Okay.
And when placed, choose one of your units. It gets boost until end of turn. If you choose another unit, Soul Charge 1.
So as in, you can give him boost, but if you don't give him boost, you get a Soul Charge for it.
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting.
Also, he makes your Mask of Domination token swole.
Swoller.
That's like pretty good, actually.
Because the Weasel also gives plus 5, if you remember the grade 1 Weasel promo.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah. That token gets pretty swole.
Big.
Genkai's good. Play 4 of it. It replaces Masamune.
Genkai.
Do it. You know, just do it, you coward.
And you can't have Genkai without Stealth Dragon Furai!
Oh my god, I know that guy too!
I know that!
I know what that is!
Grade 2, 9k, double rare. Auto Vanguard, when placed, your opponent discards one and draws one. If a grade 0 is discarded, you draw one.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess.
Huzzah and stuff.
And auto Vanguard Rearguard, when it attacks, counterblast 1, return another Rearguard to hand. One of your units gets power plus 6,000 until end of turn. If this unit is on Vanguard Circle, draw 1. That cycle effect is really good.
Huzzah and stuff.
Goodbye, Magatsu Gale.
You will not be missed.
You served your time admirably.
But now it's time for you to go.
Get off my lawn.
I mean, he can still be played because he draws a card wherever he is, so, like, you know.
I guess.
It's still decently playable, I think.
You know what's not decently playable?
What?
Our DP White Shio impressions. Extremely not playable.
Nope, not in the slightest.
Both these cards extremely playable, by the way. Play them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your card's not playable.
What?
It's an Aqua Force card. I forgot what the fucking name of it was because it's not here on my list. It's grade one AK common. Auto rearguard when rest by your card's ability. Counterblast one. Choose where your rearguards get plus turn until end of turn.
That's.
That's Slavis support and Slavis is bad. Go listen to last week's episode.
feels bad, man.
I have no love for that card.
Well, I mean, Lewis, you said you wanted more things that did things on rest, and you got one.
When I said did things, I meant did things that mattered.
Well, giving 10k to your things mattered a little bit, because Aqua Force things don't matter anything.
Stop that.
I mean, you're also probably running Excel too, so you probably just want to be able to...
You can make terrific coil attack for 24 as opposed
to... It requires a 15k guard. Forcing 15k is...
My hand's starting to hurt.
Help.
Lewis is abusive.
Only to people who deserve it.
He's not actually. He's a giant teddy bear.
Unless it involves a certain person across the street. I'm looking at you! That's a King Crimson.
Fuck.
There we go. Bad. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk about other good new Atomic cards.
Did we get other good new Batama cards?
Yeah, we did.
It's weird to hear that sentence.
I know,
that
right?
Order. What good new Batama
cards? New Batama, good end card.
With how they've been the last few years, Andrew.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they've gotten good cards. They've just gotten cards that you mainly don't like.
Well, no. Andrew, more good new Batama cards.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Very well. Very well.
Stealth Rogue of Bonds, Yura. Grade 2, 9k rare with the thickest thighs known to man.
Christ, wait a minute.
Auto rearguard. When your grade 3 vanguard is placed, counterblast 1 and return all your opponent's rearguards in the same column as his unit to his or her hand. Your opponent chooses cards from his or her hand equal to the number of cards returned and discards them.
I don't like this.
I like it because you can combo off Genkai with it because you give her the boost with Genkai so she's in the back row, safe from any Thunder Dragon shenanigans, except if they play Bolt Capture.
Or you know. Him.
Blade Master identifies. Did somebody say you have rear guards?
That is not allowed. Not for long. That is not allowed in a school environment. I kind of like this card. I just wish it wasn't like, you know.
When you grade 3 vanguards, please.
Dude, if it was like one place and it was like a counterblast soul blast, oh, this card would be amazing.
But imagine having two of this against an opponent who has two full lines.
Hell yeah.
God is like, get away from me. Don't touch my rear guards.
I need those.
Get away from me.
And we actually have a win condition.
Wait, what? Win conditions in my card game?
Stealth Rogue of Incantation, Hyoi.
Hyoi?
Hyoi. Grade 3, 12k, rare. With Protect Marker. Auto Vanguard Rearguard, when it attacks, if you have two or more grade 3s in your soul, which you probably will because you're playing...
You will.
Cost, counterblast 1, discard 2 cards from your hand. Until the end of the battle, this unit gets Power plus 15, Critical plus 1, and Sentinel Restrict...
Where have I seen this before?
Coughs and Feather Palace.
Where have I? Well, see, I feel like it's more comparable to Antlion.
Oh yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I guess Nubatama was. Here's the problem, right?
Yeah.
you have this card, right?
Yeah.
But you also have, you know...
We're not going to talk about that guy.
The other
good... We're not going to talk about that guy.
The other good...
We're not going to talk about that guy.
That Peter won't run for out of morality's sake.
Like, good people don't run. Like, good little boys and girls don't run.
Oh, you mean Stealth Beast Kokushigarasu.
Kokushigarasu can go fall down some stairs.
After his wings are clipped.
I agree. That card's annoying.
Speaking of wings, we have the order card for the set.
Oh my god.
It's a grade 2 normal order. Illusory Spirit Manuscript Fancyclopedia.
Okay.
It's literally a fan wiki.
It's a fandom wiki.
It says, cost counterblast 1, soul blast 1. One of your rear guards gets power plus 5,000 until end of turn, and at the end of that turn, retire that unit and draw a card.
You can put it on the Order of Domination token.
You can put it on your any big belly rear guard.
I was about to say, wait a minute. Orders aren't restricted to certain nations, correct?
Nope, they're free. They're
generic. Oh, you run this in big belly.
Oh god, Andrew's ruling the world.
You can make it like your 14s into 19s, and you make them into 29s.
Oh, forget the power. I'm talking about that double draw at the end.
Literally, though.
Bruh.
I mean, nothing costs counterblast, and most things refund your soul blast.
Oh, we have a counterblast sink.
Too bad orders are only once per turn.
We were almost there.
We were so close.
You're about to be like, counterblast 4, soul blast 4.
Well, he only needs one counterblast for Big Belly.
Yeah, basically.
You're not wrong.
And you put it all in, like, three mice, and the mice will countercharge.
Oh, my God!
No, you put it on the thing that died to countercharge.
Yeah, the mouse.
So you're just like, countercharge 3, draw 7!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm getting the vapors.
And that's why that doesn't work like that.
I'm getting the vapors. I'm being reminded of the olden days back in G.
Andrew's like, I'm gonna draw half my deck and lose the game because I'm out of cards in my deck.
Oh my god! Look, I'm not gonna say that my favorite play of all time is guarding with like 4 to 6 cards and then double G guarding into double spangled, and then just refilling my hand for whatever you're about to do to me next.
And then you like Andrew cards in deck. He's like 2.
3, but that's all I need to kill you next turn.
Oh, so you're not going to attack with your Vanguard?
See, that's when I went into the GB8, and then they were dead. And by dead, I mean they lived. Would survive my 3 attacks, because I had only 1 Crown Tiger, and then I lost the game.
Cries.
God, I wish that GB8 was playable. It's not. It's not playable.
You know, super, you know who is not playable at all?
Who is not playable Fernigas. At all?
Fernigas. Wait a minute. Actually, does Fernigas trigger Big Belly?
Okay. Well, that's a really good question, Lewis. Okay. So, from what I understand, and again, I think we've had this discussion before.
Did we?
But Fernigas' ability triggers first before all abilities because he goes back to the G zone, and that's when his ability activates. Like you have to resolve it at that time.
Ah, I see. So you would, because Big Belly is seeing all these things die.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh no, Fernigas just became plus as fuck.
I mean, I didn't even have that many cards left in deck, but you know.
And he still isn't as good as Balarl.
Nothing will be ever as good as Balarl.
Not even Tismolgan?
Who?
The fucking alligator dragon you got from Premium Collection 2.
I totally forgot that was a card. I'm gonna be very honest with you. Look.
So I understand the Great Nature fandom.
Look. Most Great Nature fans only understand 2 strides right now.
Yeah.
One is Balarl, and one is the second Managarmor.
For no Flip Fodder.
No one is stupid enough to run the old Managarmor except for moi.
Well, can't you also say that about most of the clans? Like, they only know 2 strides at this point.
Man, that's really sad. I really like a lot of, like, the older strides, but I can't use them because, like, everything else is just so much more powerful.
Cries and Root Flare Dragon.
Oh my god, Root Flare was my boy! I loved him!
He sucks so much now!
Dude. Like OG Blade Master, you just have three Nidels in the back row, and you just go into Root Flare, you just blow up a column and counter charge three. Oh, it was so good. You just pay nothing and plus.
Or you go into Titan and counter blast one and retire more things.
Bruh, it was so good. It was so good.
And then Ziegenberg descended from on high from his Hasbro Masters. Because that boy was actually a Transformer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I am the one and only.
Only me.
Only me.
Only me.
And then Doomshoe became a Strider, that we are the one and only.
And then the new guy came out and Doomshoe was like, no, still me. Still me.
Still us.
It's still me. Stupid.
Stupid. You overlord.
And then Overlord does like coughs and not needing Stride.
See, that's when you went into the legend, and you just become a grade 4 while on grade 3.
You know, I'm very sad that we didn't actually get the legend. We got the cross instead because the legend was cooler than the cross.
Oh, the legend was so good. He wasn't. I loved him.
I'm still waiting for the destiny.
The destiny.
The destiny.
The perk.
The purge.
Oh, the purge.
Yes.
The purge works, Andrew.
In theory.
It just works.
Yeah, just like.
Wait.
So, me and Hope finished the Link Joker arc, finally.
Uh-huh.
At last.
That arc is so fucking fire, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. It's real good.
And then Hope's like, okay, so what happened in Legion? And I gave her basically like, all right, now think season 2, except with a more infuriating mechanic, and also Aichi's on the moon for some reason.
And he's guarded by, like a lot of people.
He's guarded by, like, a dude who wants to be him, and is probably sexier European version of Aichi. That's basically what Guy Art is. Then there's also Neve, who's like, I like to play Dimension Police, but not your daddy's D Police.
Oh, by the way, Kai is the main character now.
Yeah, I told her that. She's like, oh, that's not too bad. And he plays Royal Paladin. Okay, now there's some things wrong here. And I'm like, don't worry. Like, halfway through, he realizes he's dumb and plays Kagero again.
Did you tell her now he's the ride or die of the entire season?
He is, but at the same time, we skipped that season because that season's awful.
You ever see, like,
Huh?
No, you're just watching G.
No, we watched the movie.
Wait, like the Deleter movie?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
That movie is, like, actually necessary to watch G.
Wait a minute.
Peter.
What the? What? Peter!
What? Peter, what are you here for? Your cameo is until next week!
Oh, wait, you guys are recording.
No shit, idiot!
I thought you guys were actually just talking early in the morning.
My god. My actual god.
Look, they're all in a chat. Maybe I could talk with them now that I listened to last
Peter.
Week's
episode. Peter. Hi, my name's Peter, and I don't know how to read.
Welcome back, Peter. It's good to see you.
Oh, I guess I'm on the episode now. Oh, goody.
How's it going, Peter? How's life?
Well, it's actually less terrible because I actually enjoy Nubatama.
Hey, that's good.
But, oh my god.
Oh, Lambrose.
It's terrible. Sorry for interrupting.
You never interrupt, baby.
As soon as I heard the Discord sound, I was like, oh no.
Peter is literally the interrupting cow of the world of my life.
No. Honestly, I thought you all were like pulling a prank on me.
No.
And like you actually had you planned on Peter like cameoing, and I was just gonna go along with it, but
nope.
Like.
Oh,
no,
nope.
I'm just dumb and I don't know. I can't put two and two together.
Literally. Hi, I'm Peter, and I don't know how to read.
If that was the case, then, well, that explains why I'm not studying right now.
Yeah.
Look, Peter, you play card games. It's just a general thing that you can't read.
Also, he doesn't know how to read because he was stuck in the fucking Silphco building for, like, an hour trying to look for the
okay,
tube.
Okay, hold on. First of all...
Oh, you were stuck in the game corner. Sorry. You were stuck in the game corner, even worse.
Yes, I was stuck in the game corner.
For, like, an hour.
Talk to one of the fucking grunts that I beat, and then he's like, oops, I dropped the key, and then the freaking Pokeball with the key just appears magically next to him. Stupid freaking Game Freak.
How dare you make me talk to people again?
It's like, I already beat their ass, why didn't they say that the first time?
Literally, this game made for 8-year-olds stumped oops, this man. Whoops.
It was a time.
Oh my god, Peter.
I swear.
I agree. Yeah. You think there wasn't a reason I didn't respond to you saying, yo, good job ripping Lambros a new asshole last week?
Needs more screaming, 8 out of 10.
I'm not a screamer. I'm more of a disappointed father.
Yeah, that's the screaming's my shtick.
You're more of a stern fatherly disapproval kind of thing?
Yeah, basically.
I got you, there you go.
There it is.
Stern fatherly disapproval.
Jesus.
Oh yeah,
Did you ask Lambros if he's winning, son?
No. I don't even care if he's winning or not.
Damn.
Oh my goodness. What were we even talking about before?
We were talking about the Vanguard movie and also the random stuff.
Yo, I remember that movie. It was okay.
I loved it.
That movie is great. Like necessary reading material for G, though.
It is.
It is.
Because otherwise you're like, what the fuck? Who the hell is this white-haired guy? Why is he so important all of a sudden?
What the heck's a neon messiah?
I equate it to, like, if someone wanted to watch JoJo and they just started at part 3. And it's just like, wait, who's this Joseph guy?
I mean, like, honestly, like, there's only one part you could really skip, and Andrew, I love you, but it's part 1.
No. You are actually wrong, first of all. Because the introduction of Dio in part 3 is so much less shocking than if you watched part 1.
Okay.
So than if you didn't watch part 1, I mean. So, like, if you didn't watch part 1, it's like, oh, this Dio guy? Alright, cool, whatever. But in part 1, but if you watch part 3 after watching part 1, it's like, oh, he survived? What? Dio!
I have to bring up one thing JoJo related. So,
yeah.
Most of us were at my house on Saturday night, except for Andrew. And randomly, Andrew at like fucking like okay, at like 9 o'clock.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to point out. I was reading part 7, and I finished part 7 when I asked you that.
Yeah. So he asked, "Why do you think Giant Joestar was a selfish asshole from part 7?" I remember you told me that once, but I forgot it. I'm like, have you read anything with Johnny in it in part 7? He's kind of a dick.
Okay, well, hold on a second. First of all, I don't know if I fully agree with that.
He literally, as they're chasing... Sorry for spoilers for part 7. As they're chasing, like, Funny Valentine on the train, he just, like, shoots up a whole car with his nail bullets. And he shoots through, like, 20 guys. And he's like, literally the only thing at this waste of human life he said is, shit, I missed.
Okay, look, hold on a second.
Yeah,
hold
nothing personnel.
See, I'm not saying that he isn't a selfish prick.
But
what I am saying is that this is more so Johnny's way of showing, like, his murderous intent.
That Gyro was talking about. Random dudes.
It's literally stated that he'll do anything to stop Valentine and get the corpse.
Yeah, because he's a dick.
Sure, but you know what?
He got the job done.
He got the job done, and you may not like his methods, but you need him.
Yeah, maybe, but you know who didn't do that?
Their fault for being in the way.
Yeah, these 20 random people who just want to live their lives just fucking deserve to
die. Clearly it's their
fault. How dare they be on the train at that time?
I agree.
You know who didn't fucking shoot his way through train car people to almost kill Funny Valentine?
You mean the real main character?
Yeah, Charizard Blee. literal man who could have lived if he chose to, like, doom some other random person but chose to live by his ideals, Gyro Zeppeli.
Yeah.
He's literally like, oh, if you just use Love Train, you'll be able to defeat me and end my plan right here. But you'll doom someone else in the world.
And he's like, but like, I'm already trying to help someone who's doomed in another part of the
world. You know what even sucks more? That kid fucking dies!
That kid... Wait, did he die?
He died while he was in the race!
Hold on a second. I want to point out something. No, first he was pardoned. Yeah. So he didn't die from execution. Then he just straight up died from an illness. Okay?
He literally just died from an illness.
At the very least, Gyro's like goal came about, and he was pardoned. So you know what? That's something,
and then
right?
He died of fucking like the flu or polio, something like that.
So I will say, I'm in the middle of reading part 8.
Yeah.
See, I thought I liked part 7. I think I might like part 8 more.
Even though there's no cohesive bad guy.
I have no idea what's going on. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, which ball do you think is your favorite ball? Because I want to say bottom right is my favorite ball.
We literally haven't seen them, so I cannot answer that question, Lewis.
Yet.
See, there's only one. There's only two people who have seen it, right?
Hirose and Josuke.
No. Three. I lied, actually.
Joshu also saw it.
Yeah, technically, Josuke, Yasuho, and Joshu saw it.
That's a real Nut King card.
Feels bad, man. But, by the way, Lewis, I still don't understand Shakedown Road. I'm just gonna put that out there. I'm just gonna attribute it to, like, it's the same thing as the one alleyway from part 4.
Basically, it's that. It's that equation to that.
It's just like, alright, cool, it's just a stand that just exists and doesn't have a user. I assume it's like Survivor from part 6.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Because Survivor doesn't have an actual user, and it just kind of
actually, Shakedown Road has a stand. And its stand's name is Lefwiz.
That's so weird.
Lefwiz?
Lefwiz. It's like this like weird yellow dudes that kind of look like Harvest.
Oh, yeah.
So Harvest?
But
they don't steal things. They just kind of like create situations where people shake you down for money.
I thought you were gonna say they don't steal things. They just take things.
No, they don't directly steal things. They make other people steal things.
Well, I mean, still stealing. I mean, okay. To be fair, though, Harvest didn't actually steal anything. Though it was just kind of like, you know, taking money that had been lost and putting it back into the economy.
Or putting, like, fucking alcohol on them and then injecting Josuke and Okuyasu until they're fucking drunk as shit.
Oh, also, Lewis, I won't lie, Sticky Fingers has been my favorite stand for, like, a long time now.
Mine.
Soft and Wet might be, like, rivaling that, though.
You mean the actual broken stand?
Dude, Soft and Wet is ridiculous.
I'm gonna... literally just the ability to steal concepts and put them in a bubble makes no sense to me.
I'm just like, okay, so he can steal eyesight, he can steal sound...
Friction.
He can steal friction, he can steal someone's, like, water from their body to make them thirsty?
Yeah.
I like to imagine Araki just, like... puts a bunch of, like, he just empties his medicine cabinet, puts it all on the table, and then, like, crushes it all into a powder and snorts it, and that's how he makes stands.
How do you think this man... Yeah, how do you think he's still alive? Man is, like, actually powered by stands.
Literally.
That's his stand.
I attribute it to Hamon.
Good breathing.
A good breathing is the only way to stay young, obviously.
Yeah, just
so you heard it here first, folks. If you want to stay young and looking healthy and beautiful, just breathe more.
Have you seen Born This Way yet?
I have seen Born This Way.
What do you think about that?
It exists?
I think it's, like, a really, like, I think it's a hilarious, like, difference between it and Highway Star. Because, like, that one, literally Highway Star is like, oh god, these feet, they're coming at me, oh lordy! Meanwhile, Born This Way is like, if anything around me even remotely has the ability to open, I'm gonna get screamed at by a biker chick with ice.
Yeah, but isn't that chick, isn't she supposed to be, like, you know, the the counterpart to the Nijimura brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, like, she is. Except she has nothing to do with, like, the hand or Worst Company.
Well, you know.
Fucking Worst Company. God damn it, I hate that.
I think I remember where I'm at. What is it? Norisuke was having a conversation with Josuke, and it was something where like they were trying to get into the basement where Tsurugi was, and they're getting attacked by someone who was like sending like a bunch of like spiny like little ball things at them. I don't actually remember what it was. I think it was someone by the name of like Yatsuyu or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't actually remember, but honestly, overall, I'm loving Part 8.
Can I just tell you, I think Josuke from Part 8 is the guy with like the most people trying to bang him.
Well, let's see. I mean, okay,
ironic because he can bang the most people.
I mean, I'm not gonna get into that.
What is the other girl's name in the family?
Okay. So first of all, there's Yasuho, who I assume wants to get with him.
I mean, they're probably dating.
There's the very obvious one of Daya.
Yeah. Oh, is that the girl with California King Bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Daya. She really wanted it.
Like, good lord. Which is still weird because like he just got adopted into the family.
It's just like let's oh man, nothing gets me hotter than adoption. And Josuke's like, what?
What?
Like, what? I don't want to be adopted anymore.
He's just like, all right, I have two questions. First of all, what?
Second of all, why?
No. Second of all, why? Third of all, who am I again?
Third of all, why am I two guys now?
And fourth of all, what?
Fourth of all, ha!
But no, I definitely plan on reading more Part 8 today. Like, oh my god, it's been so amazing so far.
Have you seen Holly?
Yes.
Isn't that fucking sad?
It's really sad. It's like,
Where's my son? I don't know where he is. And you're
it's a little weird for me, just because like the first thing she said when Yasuo came in, it was like, "Oh, you're a porn star," and I'm like,
"That's a normal reaction in meeting somebody new, right?"
And I'm like, I'm like, okay, so she's like, she's got dementia,
she's out of it, or she's horny,
or all of the above,
Yo, did it fucking get you? It was like, oh, you're looking for Miss fucking what is it? Kira? Fucking yeah. Holly Kira. I'm like, wait, hold, what the fuck?
And it's like, but it's Holly Kira Joestar.
Yeah.
It's like, well, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, so that must mean .. butts.
Ah, fuck.
Wait, does that mean... Wait...
Yes, that's right. Use obvious deduction skills.
Wait, is Josuke...
...
Oh, no.
Is one of the two guys who makes up Josuke? Come on.
Well, I mean, it's already said that one half of Josuke is Kira.
Yeah.
Like...
Yoshikage Kira.
Yeah, yes, that was already stated, but the other one is unknown to me.
Yeah, he's pretty weird guy.
I assume. I mean, it's weird because, like, I assume Kira is still, like, a narcissist and, like, a complete asshole in this world.
Actually, no, he's actually a Marine.
Yeah, but, like, he's still weird about his hands.
Yeah, but he isn't, like, fucking, he isn't a serial killer.
Which is nice.
Universal constants.
No, but his universal constant was he's still a killer queen, though.
But, like, it's not the same killer queen.
Yeah, he just makes a lot of sheer heart attacks.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, his thing is, like, he makes a lot of tiny sheer heart attacks.
Oh, that's really good.
That's honestly hilarious.
Because, like... I believe the way it was equated was the reason why Killer Queen was able to do like the silent bomb explosions and stuff was because Kira wanted to live the normal life, whereas this Killer Queen like does like widespread explosion damage because this Kira doesn't care about keeping his powers concealed.
Huh.
It's awesome.
Okay, that makes sense. I think.
Also, the other half of him is the one who actually had Soft and Wet before Josuke did.
Oh, wait, okay.
Because Soft and Wet is like a weird combination between Killer Queen and Soft and Wet.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know why it's just Soft and Wet, but with like Killer Queen abilities also.
I was about to say, so then, is there a reason he retained Soft and Wet and not Killer Queen?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, okay, the difference between the first Soft and Wet and the second Soft and Wet was the first Soft and Wet can only take one thing at a time.
But new Soft and Wet can take multiple things?
Yeah, that's what he got from Killer Queen was because he can make multiple sheer heart attacks. He can make multiple bubbles that seal things.
Oh, okay.
So that broke him.
Yeah, that's the thing that broke him. Yes.
What's up, Peter?
Is there, like, an enemy who has, like, the opposite stand of Soft and Wet, and is it hard and dry?
Boo.
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 Boo. Get off the stage.
You leave for a few months and come back for this?
Yes.
Come back here, we have better material.
I don't actually remember all the stands I've seen so far, because I remember I saw Fun. There's obviously Born This Way, a California King Bed.
Did you mean Love Deluxe yet?
Love Deluxe?
It was basically What's Her Face from Part 4, with the hair.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Wasn't it like Plus Love Deluxe?
Yeah, now it's like Plus Love Deluxe.
Okay, by the way, I need to know, Lewis. What the hell is Paisley Park?
Okay, so Paisley Park.
God's name is Paisley Park.
So it's Yasuo Hirose's stand from Part 8.
Yeah, obviously.
Paisley Park's ability is the ability to control technology.
Okay.
Which equates it to being, you know, a GPS, able to make, you know, the universal hacking tool. Do weird bullshit that Araki thinks computers can do.
Beep boop.
Beep boop and such. Which weird thing about Paisley Parks are you asking about? Because there's a lot of weird things about Paisley Parks.
Because when Josuke was having to fight Born This Way, he had the GPS on him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was that GPS Paisley Park, like, helping him?
Yeah, Paisley Park can go through technology to help him.
Okay, so is it just like an always like active stand or like?
I think Yasuo had it on, but yeah.
But Yasuo doesn't even know that she has it.
Oh. I think before she was like conscious of it, it started to manifest during that fight.
Yeah, because she got bitten by something by the Walleyes.
Yeah, so the Walleyes.
But wait.
Because the Walleyes give people stands.
I figured that. I assume the Walleyes was equivalent to the Devil's Palm from Part 7.
It is.
But, like...
Also, for some reason, it puts people together.
but it gives them by biting people?
Yeah,
what bites them? The dirt?
If you didn't notice, when they dug up Josuke, there was a bite mark around where his star is.
Yeah, I still don't know what that's about. What the hell is that?
It's basically, it's when they put them together... when they put together the two bodies, they bit him again to make Soft and Wet and Killer Queen fuse.
Okay.
Because otherwise you just have two stands, and that doesn't fly.
Yeah. Okay. but you also said that they were like human sized like teeth marks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? All right, you know what?
Thought you would have learned to stop asking questions.
You know what? I've sat through 7 parts of this. I don't know why I'm asking questions now. I'm just so much more confused.
Part 8 is honestly one of the most confusing parts, next to like Part 6.
Dude, I even understood Part 6 better than this. Like,
Part 8 is a very confusing part.
I love Part 6. I'm like the only person who likes
Part 6. Dude, I like Part 6 too.
I also like to start off our first chapter by having a girl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Literally, like the first 2 or 3 pages of the first chapter.
That, I read that manga, and I can safely say that I pretended to not see it.
You know who didn't pretend to not see it? The guard.
Or Hermes.
Or Hermes. Also, where the hell did you stuff all that money into? Because there's no way some tiny boob hole can hold all that money.
I mean...
You underestimate the power of boob holes.
I guess so. I guess so.
Do we have a name for the episode?
Don't underestimate the power of boob holes.
I apologize, by the way. I didn't mean for this to become a JoJo-centric episode.
It happens.
My bad.
It's okay. It happens. But yeah, partly it's very confusing. Like, I try to stay...
I really like it, though.
I try to stay up to date with that manga. I can't stay up to date with that manga.
And wait, it's been being written for how many years now? What, like 9 years?
Something like that.
Like, good golly!
It's released monthly, right?
Yeah, it's released monthly. With breaks.
Yeah.
Also with breaks.
Okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But, like, still, man. Like, holy crap.
Let me see. When did it start? It started 9 years ago. May 19th, 2011.
We're what, like 60 chapters or something like that in? How many chapters?
Oh, it's more than that.
I haven't looked far ahead, so like...
I think it's at like 90.
It's 97.
Really? Because wait, isn't that around how long part 7 was?
Part 7's the longest part. Let me go check what it is.
Really?
I'm sorry. It's I think it's a tie between Steel Ball Run and Stardust.
Well, I figured it was... See, I always thought Stardust was the longest because it felt like the longest.
No, Stardust was actually, like, the longest for the longest time.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Chapter list. There is 95 chapters of Steel Ball Run.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I'm up to 97 in JoJo. So, like, I mean, either we're getting to the end, question mark, or not?
I mean, we're in, like, the last part of it, because there's a timer and everything.
Oh, there's a timer. Oh, that's not good.
It's okay. We're still not close to where we need to be for Stardust Crusaders. That was 152 chapters.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yikes.
Get away from me.
It lasted from volumes 12 to 28.
Jesus.
Christ.
But yeah, I definitely plan on reading more Part 8 probably like today or something because this part is fire.
Part 8's like so interestingly like addicting to read until you hit a point where you're just like, what? Who? Ha?
I assume I'm just going to reach a point where I just like, I am full on just like, all right, I've gone full lizard brain. I have no idea what's happening anymore.
Listen, it happens. Like, I've felt that a few times in Steel Ball Run also because like, after Part 6... Stands just started to be a little less, like, more power mechanics and more, like, metaphysical concepts that shouldn't work, but somehow do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like Part 6 was still, like, in the sort of trilogy of, like, the Arrow.
Yeah. Basic-ish, but then things got more advanced toward the end, like fucking Bohemian Rhapsody. I can't even tell you what even fucking happened in that. It's so hard to describe what actually happened in Bohemian Rhapsody without reading it.
Yo, that was a good stand. I liked it.
Stands have become less of a power mechanic and more of art pieces.
Literally.
I'm going to be very honest, I'm actually kind of okay with, because like...
Yeah.
Yo, just wait till you meet Doggy Style, then you're going to be asking what the fuck is happening.
I'm sorry, meet who
now? I'm already asking what the hell is happening.
Yeah, Doggy Style. It's a Snoop Dogg song, Peter.
I've been asking what the hell is happening in JoJo since part one.
It's actually, Doggy Style is the second rap song reference in JoJo.
Other than Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
Big.
I like that.
Big.
You mean Notorious Chase?
Get the fuck out of here.
I love how they even wrote Notorious Chase on it, too, on the wall in the anime.
So stupid.
And then Giorno still said in the dub, or rather, no, in the sub.
In the sub.
In the sub, they always say the correct name. It's just you have to recast it.
Yes.
Notorious B.I.G.
Wait. I thought he said it as Bigu.
Bigu.
Bigu. Big ups.
Big ups.
Notorious Bigu.
Notorious Big Ups.
Big Ups.
Man, I wish Part 5 was better.
You can appreciate Part 5 for what it was, which is Araki's favorite part, and some usually Japan's favorite part, also.
I appreciate Part 5 for the side characters and nothing more.
I appreciate Part 5 for the locations, because Italy is a very beautiful country in that manga.
I appreciate it for Mama Bruno, who adopted, like,
five to six children.
Those lovable little rascals.
And a Bakio.
Literally.
And a Bakio.
Yeah, Bakio was just the tired uncle just, like, sitting there, like, literally. God.
I need another beer. I need more wine.
Like, if Bruno was the mom of the group, Bakio was the closest they had to a dad.
Yeah.
Even then he was like, Giorno, fall down some stairs. And Giorno's like, what the fuck? I just joined.
Giorno breathes.
See. I remember seeing an image the other day where it was just like Giorno about to say something, and then it just shows a Bakio. But then it shows an image of Abdol, and he's like, here, take this knife to kill yourself. And I'm like,
wow, you're showing me mercy, as he's literally on fire.
And I was like, you know what, Abakio, I appreciate you, because you hate Giorno just like I do.
Woof.
Oh, wait, we were talking about Abakio? I don't know why my brain thought about the scene in Stardust Crusaders.
No. That's what I was referring to, yes.
Oh, okay.
I was saying that scene is basically Abakio to Giorno, literally 24/7.
Andrew, you have to go slow. Peter can't understand basic puzzles made for 8-year-olds.
There's nothing basic about
talking to everybody, even though you said you talked to everybody, and then I'm like, are you sure you talked to everybody? Oh, apparently not, because that guy didn't drop his key. Apparently,
so dumb.
Apparently someone didn't talk enough to get a key.
Stupid. Did you ever play Portal?
Yeah.
Peter?
I have. I love Portal. It's a fun game.
Yes, you too, Lewis and Connor.
Yes.
That game's great.
Cool. Peter can solve Portal, but not how to get the lift key.
You know what other Valve game is good? Left 4 Dead 2.
That is a good game.
And they are getting that new update. That update does look fire.
It does. Made mm-hmm. for the community, by the community.
Mm-hmm.
I like, good shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, there's one last thing to talk about.
What?
So,
what's that?
A lot of us have been getting into the Digimon card game. That game's fun.
Yeah.
And we got some information last night.
End of thought.
No, we got some information last night. We know when the second half of the set is coming out.
Thumbs up.
Okay.
So, the way they're doing the English release is version 1.0 is boosters 1, 2, and 3 mixed together and put into a set. But it's only half of those cards put into the set. The second half, 1.5, is coming out a month after.
Okay, so we're getting the first half in the Januaries, but the next half in the Februaries.
Yes.
Huh.
Have they told how they're going to divide up the sets?
Nope.
Great.
I love it.
So 2021 is when the Digimon card comes.
If you go for the super presale, you can get your product in November. Ask your local game store.
That's fine, I'm broke.
Bitch, you're going to be broke until, like, you actually get a job.
Yeah, so that'll be actually November. Hopefully November. That's the plan. That's the plan. I mean, so far, according to the practice site I've been using, it's like, hey, you have an 89% chance of passing, and I'm like, hey, you are also taking the test into account from like 3 months ago when I actually knew stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy.
But yeah, so I still got a month though to study, so that'd be nice.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna fucking kill my liver with large copious amounts of alcohol.
Gross.
Drink responsibly, kids.
Drink responsibly, kids.
I
like Peter.
Drink responsibly. Listen. Do as I say, not as I do.
He does.
Oh, that just reminds me. Back in the day, there was a Fairly Odd Parents game called Breaking the Rules for the PS2.
Uh-huh. I remember it.
And literally,
wasn't it also on Game Boy too?
I think, but it was better on the PS2. There was, like, this scene where, Timmy breaks something, and his dad is like, alright, well, I'm gonna go into the other room now and scream at the top of my lungs until I forget that, all my troubles have got away, and also break things. And he looks at Timmy and he's like, do as I say, not as I do. Yeah.
That's great.
That's great. I love early fairy loud parents. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that'll be it for us. Next week should start Divine Thunder Radiance. That's that name? Yes. Oh, fucking no.
Join us next week when we talk more.
It's the Gurgit, Fenrir,
yeah, stuff like
Gabriel.
That.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Join us next week when we talk more about Giorgio's Bizarre Adventure.
Giorgio's?
Giorgio's. Giorgio's.
Giorgio.
This episode was a hot mess.
I agree. Mess. I agree, Carter. Otherwise known as every episode of Card Talk with the Sonic Boys.
I see. I jump in and all of a sudden it's a hot mess.
Yes.
Well, glad to know you guys think I'm pretty and I made this mess a hot mess.
Look, sometimes you gotta throw in a wild card, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Or you just gotta be really dumb and not pick up on the context clues.
Yeah.